Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Out of the abundance of the heart, this is 34b. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Would everybody say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh? A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of an evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Do you understand that? And Jesus knew their thoughts and said, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city and house divided against itself shall not stand. And so we can't have a divided house. We have to have a united house. And we have to understand that God has given us words that we need to learn how to speak and what to speak and when to speak. And we need to speak words of encouragement and faith and strength. The Bible says that every idle word the man shall speak, well, it's going to be brought into judgment. And so, let your words be kind. Let them be powerful. Let them be mighty. Let them be in God. Sometime in your life, you're going to need a miracle from God. It may be for yourself or a member of your family. No doubt you already found yourself in this position many times. It is some wayward child. Is it some unseen force that fills you with fear? Do you yearn to look for a miracle? I've got good news for you. You can have a miracle from God because God is a miracle worker. And everybody said amen. God is a miracle worker. Would you say God is a miracle worker? Would you say it's not difficult for God to work miracles? But the problem is to get us to speak that miracle, for us to get ourselves in the attitude of having faith in God and living in faith and not doubting, is where all the thing is in getting what we need from God. You have to get yourself in a position where you can receive from Almighty God. And so that's why it's important, the words we say and the words we speak and the things we believe. That whosoever shall say to this mountain... Do you remember the lady that was in need? She wanted her daughter to be healed, and she kept asking Jesus, and the disciples put her off. And if the lady hadn't been so tenacious, she would have never been able to receive what she needed to receive from Almighty God. But she would not be rebuffed. She would continue on until, because she wanted a miracle for her daughter. And she went to the place where she worshipped Him, and she said she was willing to eat the crumbs. And so then Jesus said, you're going to have what you say. And so she had faith for someone else to be healed. Do you understand how that a person could have faith for someone else to be healed by the power of God? You can have a miracle from God. God's a miracle worker. There's many miracles in the Bible. Read it and you read through the Word of God. I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, some people teach the day of miracles are over. But I can't believe that because I'm a miracle of God. And you are a miracle of God. And everybody that gets saved is a miracle of God. God is still working miracles. He's still working on me. And He's still working in my life. Jesus said it's the Spirit in John 6:63. It's the Spirit that quickeneth or maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus has spoken some words to us into our hearts and told us we are in the power of God is in us. And if we will understand how we're supposed to act and react and how God is supposed to help us and how we're supposed to utilize the Word of the Bible and take this Bible and begin to digest it and let it become a part of you, because Jesus said, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done for you. The creative power of Word was born. It went forth from the throne of God, and it brings revival, and it brings happiness, and it brings renewal. It accomplishes the very thing that was sent out, because God's Word does not return void, but accomplishes that which He wills. But we have to know how, when, where to speak these words. Words can heal. Words can bless. Words can open the windows of heaven. Words of encouragement. Words of victory. Words of power. Words of fire. Apples of gold and pictures of silver. Friend of mine, we can encourage and uplift one another. We can strengthen one another. Wonderful words of life. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Jesus said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So there's a power of cleansing in the word of God. And we can speak cleansing words, speaking the truth in love. Let us grow up in Him in all things, who's the head of all principality and power. Attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them. Health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Friend of mine, we read there, an evil man out of his evil heart is going to bring forth evil, and a good man out of his good heart is going to bring forth that which is good. Friend of mine, we have been saved by Almighty God, and so good words do more than hard speeches. As the sunbeam without any noise will make the traveler cast off his cloak, with all the blustering winds could not do, but only make him bind it closer to him. So, friend of mine, words can accomplish what God wants done if they are rightly used and rightly divided and taken the Word of God. Friend of mine, we need to get into the Word of God and begin to recognize that God wants to take control of our lips and tame our tongue. The Bible said a tongue can no man tame, but God isn't a man. He's God, and He can tame your tongue. Praise God. All He's got to do is get a hold of it. All He's got to do is get down in your heart. When men do anything for God, the very least thing, they never know where it will end, nor what amount of work it will do for Him. Love's secret, therefore, is to always be doing things for God, and not to mind that they are such very little ones. Oh, it's such a small thing. But friend of mine, a lot of times, small things can become a real blessing, a real encouragement, a real uplifting. They can be a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes people can send you a little thing through the mail or get you a card or something, and it lifts you up and encourages you. And it's an encouraging word. The special people are those who have the ability to share their lives with others. They're honest in word and deed. They're sincere and compassionate. They always make sure that love is a part of everything. Special people are those who have the ability to give to others, to help them with the changes that come their way. They're not afraid of being vulnerable. They believe in their uniqueness. They are proud to be who they are. Special people are those who allow themselves the pleasure of being close to others. And that's what the church needs to realize. You need to have friends. You need to make friendship with the Christian believers. You need to have friends in the church of the living God. And we need to speak faith one to another. We need to speak encouraging words one to another. We need to speak kind words one to another. We need to bring words of happiness, words of joy, words of blessing. We need to bless one another. Do you know the Christian has the ability to be a blesser? You can bless one another. You can encourage one another. You can strengthen one another. You don't know what the person's going through. You can strengthen and encourage and uplift and help one another with your words. Or you can tear down or destroy. I can go to a conference and I can pick all the sermons and I can theologically take them and pick them in pieces, or else I can take that and take the good that is brought forth and apply it to my heart and life and say, Lord Jesus, what are you teaching me in this service? What is there for me in this service? Surely you've got a word for me tonight. Hallelujah. And so if the more people we have that care for someone else's happiness, their own happiness, and caring for someone else's happiness, God will take care of your happiness. They come to understand love is what makes a difference in life. You're a very, very special person who truly makes a beautiful difference in this world. And they're few and far between. But friend of mine, every Christian ought to be unique in that they're a special person. You are a special creation of Almighty God. Blessed be the Lord, which giveth rest unto His people. There is not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. What is that? That's an encouraging word. We are able to go up and take the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. We cannot be defeated if we do not believe we will be defeated, because we belong to God, and God will never be defeated. We used to sing a song a long time ago. It's in our old songbook, number 323. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Oh, tell me the words of life. I want to know about life. I want to know about eternal life. I want to know about the life of God and how He can forgive you and put all your sins under the blood and how He can take care of them. Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, this book right here, friend, that speaks to you. Offer pardon and peace to all. Jesus said, my peace I give, not as the world give I unto thee. You can have a miracle of peace. You can have a blessing in a turmoil of this world. Friend of mine, oh, there's a God in heaven, and He's in control, praise God, and not one of His promises have ever fell to the ground. Have faith in God. God wove a web of loveliness of clouds and stars and birds, but made not anything at all as beautiful as words. Friend of mine, some people can put things and words together so beautifully, and they can make them live, and they call it poetry. But friend of mine, the greatest word that can happen is that you're saved and that you're a child of God and that you're blood washed and that you know the Savior and you know Him who to know aright is life eternal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at the Word of God. Let's look at it. What does it say? The Word is nigh thee. Everybody say, the Word is near me. Even in my mouth and in my heart. That's the Word of faith which we preach. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. All right, confession for a miracle. Confess with thy mouth. Confess with your mouth the miracle that you need. And tell the Lord you need it. And say, I want to have faith in God. I want you to give me more faith, Lord Jesus, and cast out all my unbelief. Be careful with your words, you know. Because the enemy's going to come by and he's going to accuse her of the brethren. Now, if you're tempted to reveal a tale someone has told about another, make it past the before you speak three gates of gold. These narrow gates first, is it true? Then is it needful to your mind? But give truthful answer, and the next is at last the narrowest. Is it kind? And if you reach your lips at last, it passes through these gates three, then you may tell the tale, nor fear what the result of speech may be. I've read two different articles about about the man that told a falsehood on a pastor, and he was given a whole mess of feathers, and he was supposed to put one on in every doorway in the town that he lived in. He was confessed what he was supposed to do, because he had told this thing wasn't right. This wasn't, you know, the way we tell things. The things that we say, a lot of times it's the innuendo, the intent. We've got to be careful, friends. The church is supposed to be filled with people that love one another. How can faith be at a great wave of faith come if there are people that are speaking different things? We need to recognize. We need to speak, confess. Jesus, this is God's Word. We are going to be judged by every word that comes out of here. Out of down here, you can't bring forth bitter and sweet. If you're murmuring and complaining and all of those different things that you're doing, it's not what the Lord would have you to do, to be utilizing creative words which will be able to help people. You know, the enemy of our souls is a slanderer. Thou shalt not take up a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Now, what is a person who goes and tells a tale that isn't so? Or that he doesn't know it's so, or maybe it's so in his own mind, but it really isn't so. Now I'm giving you Bible. Exodus 23:1, Job 5:21. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of the destruction when it cometh. God protect me from the power of people who haven't yet allowed God to take control of their mouth and their heart. And their life. For from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It doesn't take very long when you're talking to somebody to find out where their spiritual condition of their inner person when you hear them just a little while. Because a good man, out of the good things of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man brings forth that which is evil. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he utter a slander is a fool. God says, don't be a fool. Don't stand with a fool. Don't live like a fool. Don't be a fool. Watch your words. Be careful with matches is good advice, but be doubly careful with the words that we speak. I know we used to say that little thing when we were younger, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me, but they did anyway. The names did hurt us. The names really hurt us. It really did hurt us. We could say that we weren't hurt by them, but we were. They have sharpened their tongue like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Let not an evil speaker be. An evil speaker shall not be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. You know, you're going to be trapped. If your own words are going to condemn you and your own words are going to justify you, then all that God's going to have to do, because all the words that you've ever spoken, even in secret, they're going to be revealed from the housetop. If it's not under the blood, friend of mine, it's going, I know you're hoping to get it all under the blood the last minute. As the trumpet sounds, you're going to go to all this great forgiveness thing and get under the blood. See, God has given the church has power. Everybody said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Words fitly spoken are like apples of gold and pictures of silver. Isn't that wonderful when you leave with somebody and you've just been encouraged and you've just been uplifted, you've just been strengthened? Friend of mine, that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to be blessed. He wants us to bless one another. That's right. You have the power to be a blesser. You fathers, you can bless your children. You mothers, you can pour a blessing out upon your children. You can take the word of God and you can bless them. You can pray a blessing upon them. And you can bless one another. Did you know that? The church has the power of Almighty God to be blessers one of another. And we need to learn that, that God gives us words. The miracle in your mouth. Dare to speak those promises out loud. Say unto them, say to them and to the devil, say to sickness, say unto your mountain of trouble, confess them before the face of God. And no matter how you feel, it isn't what you're confessed. You're confessing His Word. The Lord will surely make His promises come true in your life when you say and confess His Word and bring the miracle to pass. Confession is made into salvation, the greatest miracle. How do I get the miracle I need, Brother Smith? To as many as received Him, gave He power to become the sons of God. Everybody say, I have the power as a son of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. How do you reason? You take with you words, don't you? When you reason with God, when you say, Lord, I want to reason with you, you take words with you to God, and you talk to God. And if you confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Is that in your Bible? If that's in your Bible, give the Lord a good hand clap. You believe that? They want to believe God for the miracle of salvation, but they want to believe God for a miracle of miracles. I believe these promises in my heart. But you need to release them. I need a miracle. I need a release. The miracle is in my mouth. Open my mouth and let the miracle out. God, help me to open my mouth. God's promises are yea and amen. Yes, amen, amen, yes, yes, amen, amen, yes, yes, yes. The promises of God are yea and amen to those that believe. I am a believer. Believe these promises down here. And so I want to speak these things. But see, if Satan can get some crosswise in my mind, or he can get some crossways in my throat, or he can get me upset with somebody, or he can give me an unforgiving spirit, or he can get me clogged up in any way, or he's got me all double-minded so that I'm able to receive any prayer answer from him, then that keeps the miracle from transpiring that I so desperately need. Confession of the promises of God. Every promise to God's church is mine. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Then why are you letting them defeat you? Speak to him. Do you know that God gave you words? God gave you words. He gave you the name of Jesus. And the devil has to flee at the name of Jesus. He gave you the name of Jesus. And He also gave you the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And you've got the blood, and you've got the name, and you've got the Holy Ghost. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. But I'm just poor little weak. That's good. Jesus, one of the apostles wrote that when I'm weak, I'm strong. In God's strength, His strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the kind of weakness I want, where His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and confess. Deliverance. Everybody said, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Deliverance the same yesterday and today and forever. Healing yesterday, today, and forever. Safety yesterday, today, and forever. Wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. I didn't give you a spirit of fear, the Bible said, but of what? Of love and of power and a sound mind. That's what I gave you. friend, we need to learn what God wants us to do, because confess with your mouth. If you don't confess, you're going to limit God. We can actually limit the unlimited one. It said they turned back and they limited the Holy One. He wanted to do something for them, but they wouldn't go on. He told them, go up and possess the land. That was his divine will. And they sent out spies. That was their will. And so they were not in the perfect will of God by sending out the spies. So 40 years in the wilderness because of unbelief. But the two spies, the minority report was, we are well able. They saw the giants. They saw the problem. They saw the thing. But they said, our God is able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, Jesus was talking to those Pharisees, to the old generation of vipers, or offspring of vipers. How can ye, being evil, speak good things? But see, I'm talking to the church of the living God that has already been born again. It's filled with the Holy Spirit. You don't call the church the living God a generation of vipers. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart. I will say, God, fill my heart full of that good treasure. Fill my heart with that good treasure. Fill me with that good word. Oh God, that's why the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Will you listen to your voice? Ask, and you shall receive. Tell your neighbor, ask, and you shall receive. Again, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it will be open to you. God hears and honors your confession of His promise. Expect a miracle when you pray. Need a miracle? You need a miracle? Well, then ask God for a miracle. He's got a whole bunch of miracles. Hallelujah. He was the Son of the living God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, we need to check on that, and we need to see Him and understand how great and powerful all people everywhere in His mighty arms. He can just put His arms around me. And the miracle. And He wants us to know, though, the trigger mechanism for our miracle is in our mouth. Would everybody say, the trigger mechanism? You know, the trigger on one of those guns today, assault rifles that they banned, 19 assault rifles. The trigger mechanism is what triggers the gun to operate. We have the thing that has God operate in us if we will speak the words of faith. A miracle. If you're so filled with talking about miracles, talking about good things, talking about kindness, talking about all that, you won't have time for all that other thing. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Friend, I don't want to be classified with fools. I want to say wonderful words of life. Sing them over again to me, Lord. Wonderful words of life. God, sing them over to me. Wonderful words of life. Words of beauty, words of beautiful words, the loving call of God to call you to be saved. Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power of words. Everybody said words, words, words. Let's talk about words. There are millions of words in the world. They're written in books, newspapers, thousands of other places. They're just words. Then there are words written in the Bible. Thousands of them are there in the miracle book. Some of them look just like any other word in the world. They are spelled the same, but they are different. Everybody said, this book is different. These words are different. These are the words that have God behind them, through them, in them. He's the living Word. He's the written Word. He's the loving Word. He's the kind Word. He's the blessed Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the only begotten the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm so glad I found it out. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Word, you give me the power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on His name. Hello? Central's never busy. Always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. Of what? Another old song, the Royal Telephone. Oh, if I could only get the saints of God to recognize that when they're on the telephone, that ought to be the Royal Telephone. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. There's a Father up above looking down in tender love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. Remember, they got to pass through three gates of gold. Are they true? Are they kind? Are they needful to your mind? Is there any reason for me telling this? Is this give somebody glory? Does this uplift somebody? Does this strengthen the faith? Is this going to lift somebody into a miracle? Is this going to help somebody? And so, the word I speak to you, Jesus said, they are spirit and they are life. Everybody said, the word Jesus speaks to us is spirit and life. God says in His Word, they are life unto all that find them. He said, the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know you have the sword of the Spirit, which is what? Everybody? The Word of God! How about let's tell God what His Word says? And, you know, that'd be a nice thing to tell God. I'm sure He knows it, but it would be nice to say, Lord, I was reading in Your book today, and it said a promised blessing. I'd like to have that blessing, Lord. I was reading in Your Word, Lord, and You promised me this miracle that I need. This miracle, I want You to touch my body, and I want You to touch my lips and put a guard at my lips and help me to be careful of the things that I say so that they are uplifting, encouraging, and kind. Never has heard a discouraging word. Word. I'm a church. Oh, I can come out here and preach a sermon and have all of you under the pews and keep your hands under it. Absolutely. But I think it's so much more wonderful if we come to church and we hear about miracles and we believe miracles and we go up a couple of rungs on the ladder and we're blessed of God and we feel good and we're glad we came and we're glad that we're in the family of God. Praise God. If you read in the back of the book, we win. Praise the Lord. And you've got the Word of God and you've got the miracles of God. The Bible said the Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everybody said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed. God breathed. He spoke the world into existence. Everything is upheld by the Word of His power. Everything we see, all the planets, all the universes, He spoke them into being. We're a special creation of Almighty God. God breathed. Through the Word of the Bible, may look like all others, they're different. It's God's Word. God breathed life into them. And when we take these God-breathed words and we talk about them and we confess them, the miracles come to pass as we begin to talk about it. Let's talk one with another about the miracle-working power of Almighty God. About the little lady that was for so many years all bound up. And she said, if I can touch the hem of His garment. And she got what she wanted because she touched Him. It wasn't without great effort, but she touched Him. But she had first said it in her heart and in her mind. If I can but touch the hem of His garment, I will be made whole. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. God used words to create this world. He created everything by the Word of His power. He created by words. He said, let there be. And it came into existence. And the whole seas, let the seas swarm with fish. And let this happen. And let that happen. And all these things came to pass at His word. At His word, friend of mine, we can have the miracles that we need. You see, let me tell you, in Matthew 12:37, the Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. Would everybody say the power of life and death are in the tongue? Now the letter can kill, but the Spirit makes alive. But we need to realize God put words in my mouth that I may speak them out. The Bible in Joel says, let the weak say, I am strong. Would everybody say, let the weak say, I am strong.
Say it.
If you're in trouble, if you're sick, get help. It will change by your saying it. If the trouble, you know, you want to change, you're saying, let the weak say day and night, I am strong. I am strong. The Bible said, I am strong. God said, I am strong. The Lord is the strength of my life. Let the sick say, with His stripes I am healed. Surely He has borne my sicknesses and carried my sorrows and my pains. And He took care of it at Calvary. Jesus Christ bore my sicknesses. Surely He bore all my sorrow. Hallelujah. By His stripes I am healed. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's your hand. Oh, God, get rid of that headache so I can go to church. Hands have been laid on me and I recovered. The Lord is my healer. Hallelujah. He has taken sickness from the midst of me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. There are benefits to being a child of God, because a child of God can be a blessing everywhere he goes. Everything he says, everything he does can be a blessing. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Thank God for that. Heal all my diseases. Thank God for that. Praise God. He said, all. Everybody said, all. That's right. Use all. Get it all out. Yes. Not tied. Use all. Say it. Let the troubles say boldly, God is my refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. Would everybody say, a very present help in trouble. Be clear. God is with me. He is my helper. Everybody, God is with me. He is my helper. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Woo! I don't care if the earth is removed in the sea. I'm not trusting in horses and chariots, but I'm trusting in the living God. I don't fear what men will do or say. Let them say on. I'd rather they say good things. Say the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody said, deliver them out of them all. The Lord delivered him out of them all. What? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. He didn't say he wasn't going to have some afflictions. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, if I never had a problem, how would I know that God could solve them? How would I know what faith in God could do? Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in my God. Through it all. Through what? Through living life. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord delivers them out of them all. Where's it going to come from? It's going to come from God. He's never 1 minute late. He's never 1 minute early. But He's always just on time. It comes. The need of your life is met by the power of Almighty God. And if we start using the Word of God and let the Word of God encourage and bless us and let our lips be filled with the goodness of God. Everybody said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not fear. And I shall not want.
Boy, I walked through the valley in the shadow of death. Has anybody ever been killed by a shadow? The shadow of death. Oh, the shadow of death. The shadow of death. What's a shadow? A shadow is light shining on something. If you're facing the light, the shadow's in back of you. Don't worry about the shadow of death. Worry about the God of heaven who is the life giver. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Everybody said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's all I need. That's right. Amen. Everybody said, He's a very present help. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. See, if the devil can get you to confess that you don't believe God's with you because you messed up. Well, who hasn't messed up? All people are flesh. They stumble. They stump their toe. You just got to get up. The only thing, if you lay there and quit, the only thing you're telling yourself, you were not courageous enough to get up and go on with God. Confess. Say. Let the weak say. Let the troubled say. Let the sick say. Let the fearful say. Let those who need a miracle say, My God is able. What shall we say? What God says. Say what God says. Put Him in remembrance. Confess they're coming to pass right now. I know it's coming down. The miracle is coming down the road. I know it's in my address. God knows my address. He knows where I live. He knows what I need. He knows it before I speak it. But He wants me to speak it. And He wants me to say, I need a miracle. And I want you to be a miracle worker. And then when God performs the miracle, I raise my hands and I praise Almighty God because He brought the miracle to pass. Have you read in your Bible?
I will not leave you until you get into bad trouble, and then I won't be around.
See, you're quoting now the devil's book when you say that. Because Jesus can't lie. He's always telling the truth. God cannot lie. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. If you feel forsaken, that's you're living in your feelings. Say what God says. God, I don't feel good today. And you know, you don't confess. That's another thing. You get somebody to agree with your confession of not feeling good. Oh, I've got a headache. You've got a headache. Okay, both of us said it. That's in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let it word be said. I got it. If you would confess, the enemy is trying to put a headache on me, but I'm rejecting it or rebuking it in the name of the Lord. Will you agree with me in this, that I want this to be gone out of my life?
Amen. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Everybody said, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. That's right. Notice what it says, that we might boldly come in, boldly enter into a new and a living way in the very presence of God. Take with you words and go to God. God did not give us hundreds of promises just to believe them. He said unto us that we might boldly say them in our confession unto the deliverance. Why do you think you have so many words of encouragement in the Bible? If you believe, you will receive. There's not a trouble my God can't relieve. Look at His promises that fit your situation. Everybody said, believe in my heart. Boldly say, this promise is mine. Your friends, your family, and to the devil, boldly declare to all of them, this is what God, my Father, has said. And I'm going to keep believing, and I'm going to keep saying it until He do it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to keep on saying it. I'm going to keep on saying it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to doubt because I know that my God is going to do it. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, and not doubt in his heart. Don't let there be any doubt in my heart, Lord. I don't want any doubt in my heart. Believe that which he saith. He saith. He saith. Believe what he saith. He saith. He saith. It'll come to pass. Have whatever he saith. Have whatever he saith. Have whatever he saith. Have whatever he saith. What have you been saying? Revival, 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 renewal, renewal, renewal. Church isn't going down, it's going out. I'm not looking for a hole in the ground, I'm looking for a hole in the sky. This old world will never hold me. Just a while and I'll be gone, for I made my consecration and I've got my wedding garment on. Jesus gave it to me. He took my nasty old sins and he put them on a cross of Calvary, and his blood was shed, and he shed his blood, and his blood can keep washing. A million people can wash in the ocean, in a river. You can wash yourself, and a lot of people can wash in it, and it doesn't diminish the ocean one bit. The blood of Jesus Christ has never been diminished from its power. If we will confess, he will cleanse us. If we will confess, he will heal us. If we will pray and believe, he will touch us. What a mighty God we serve. You have whatever you say. Faith to confess and say God's promises. Would everybody say, every promise to God's church is mine. See, God watches over His Word to perform it. Would you say God watches over His Word to perform it? That's right. He said, my Word will not return tohu and bohu, empty and void, but will accomplish which He will. He wants every promise to the church is on, let's move these mountains of doubt. Hallelujah. They that have turned the world have come here turned the world upside down have come here also. They've been with Jesus. They've been with Jesus. Spend time with Jesus. First of all, the voice from the pit cries out when cancer and disease and blindness and trouble come into your life. It cries out in powerful and thundering tones, you're sick. You're in trouble. You're sick. You're in trouble. That's one voice. We don't want to listen to that voice. Second, the voice of God in His Word tells us, with His stripes, we're healed. He bore our sicknesses. He took our curse, being made a curse for us. He bore our sins. My God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Now, symptoms and disease say one thing, and God says another thing. The whole crux of the matter is, who are you going to believe? What are you going to say about it? Whose side are you going to take? Are you going to take God's side? Or are you going to take the enemy's side? See, it's up to you. You're cast in the deciding vote. Jesus said, the witness, my witness is true, because I always have the witness in me. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Now, does your Bible say, the Bible says, let the weak say, not pray. Let a weak say, I am strong. Would everybody say, I am strong. I am strong in the power of His might. I am standing in the power of His might. I have put on the whole armor of God. I've got the sword of the Spirit. I've got the shield of faith. I've got the gospel shoes on. I've got my truth girt about my loins. I've got it all together. Say, I am strong. What he says, let the weak say. He's got to say something. Let the weak say, let the sick say, I am healed. I am healed. Everybody, I am healed. Jesus healed me. That's right. He's a healer. lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Give you the power. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. See? Everybody say, He gave me the power of His name. Everybody said, He gave me the power of His blood. He gave me the power of the Holy Ghost. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap. The man of God said, Who's on the Lord's side? Oh, I want to be on the Lord's side. I want the Lord to be on my side. So, I'm going to watch my word. I'm going to be careful with my word. Because I may inadvertently speak things in a time of weakness that could hinder receiving what God has and what God wants to do in my life. Don't you just love to see when somebody comes and you know they're an encourager? Don't you just love when Barnabas comes by? Don't you really feel bad when Ananias and Sapphira come by? I mean, witness. What did they say? What did they say? And what was the results of what they said? They agreed together. And they said, for this much. Come on, there's a whole book here. Power of the Spirit of Almighty God. And He moves and works in miraculous power. Two sides of every coin. But oh God, give us a positive. The Bible. Give us that. I am healed. Let the troubled say, I am delivered. Would everybody say, I am delivered? Let the demon oppressed say, I am free. Remember? Jesus set the man free. And He says, go home and say, tell them what great things I have done for you. The little woman said, if I can touch the hem of His garment. The Syrophoenician said, my daughter is vexed with a grievous devil. How many of us have children that are vexed with a grievous devil? And we need to go to Jesus. And we need to get them healed. And we need to get them help. And we need to have faith. And we need to reach out and say, Jesus, You speak the word. I'm not worthy. I'm willing to take a crown. But You do it. Jesus did it for me. Jesus will do it for you. And everybody said, Amen. We are healed by His stripes. We are healed. That's a past tense, isn't it? We are healed. Continuation. Believe it in your heart. If you truly say, Amen, I am healed. With His stripes, I am healed. With His stripes. Yet He knew in His heart His confession, His mouth. I was at church working late one night, and my little girl got out, as little children do, and she stood on the edge of the bathtub, and she slipped and fell and bumped to the back of her head, and it was a great big rising on the back. And my wife said, it's terrible. She called me at the church. And we agreed in prayer that God would touch that child. I was doing the work of God. And I prayed that God would touch that child. And before I could be home, she was healed. There was nothing but one mark on her. And my wife had seen the great swollen up place. We were playing softball at the church. And I was pitching. And I pitched a ball and hit Brother Campbell. His hand was right down on the back. His thumb just swole up immediately. And I walked up to him, laid my hands on his thumb and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. His hand immediately went back in his palm. And he never had any problems. And he testified. He's see, the man over there that burned his hand with grease, I wasn't trying to do some big showy thing. I saw his burnt hand, and I just reached forth. He was giving me a good break on donuts for CSPI, and so I thought, well, thank God for that. And he was a child of God, a Korean man, and I just reached out and laid my hands on him. Not that it mattered who he was a man that was burning and in need of help, and I just reached out and laid hands on him, and immediately he's healed. And he tells to this day, and there's a woman in this church baptized in Jesus' name that's Korean because of that miracle. You don't know the far-reaching effects of a miracle when you raise your hand out and lay your hand on somebody. You don't know what's going to happen way down the road. That person may go and win a lot of people to the Lord. But we're not doing it for show. We're doing it for Jesus. And we're not doing it anyway. Jesus is doing it. If he didn't do it, it wouldn't get done. Not taking any glory. Great big old beam. Tim was working at that lumber place up here, Jocelyn. And a big piece of lumber fell off a forklift and hit him in the foot. And they thought he was going to be crippled in his feet. And we prayed the prayer. And when they took him to the doctor and they took off his shoe, his toe looked like it was brand new, pink, like just like a baby's toe. It was healed by Almighty God. Not broken, not anything. So we've seen a few miracles. I'm living in one. But I'm not going to tell that tonight. But when you think about it, I said to the Lord, "Lord, I don't think you'd backslide if you gave me a new house. If you give me a nice house, I'm living in that parsonage. And when it rains in there because the roof isn't fixed." And I think that I just came from a pastor that had a real nice house. And I don't think that I really would be any less of a servant of yours if you'd give me a nice house. I said that to God. Lo and behold, a man called up my wife, and she thought he was joking. And he said, I have this business over here, and I have this home, and I used to be Pentecostal when I was a boy. I went to a Pentecostal church, and I would like to give your church this house. I never met the man until we went in desperate. Besides that, he hired about six or seven people out of the church after that. I sent him up there, and he said I was his unemployment agent. Until we sent one wrong person up there. I did that. Oh, God. But anyway, make a long story. Now, the man didn't want to spend any more money on that. And the men went over there, and I wept and tried to whip on their stomach. My wife thought the man was funny. He wasn't. He was going to get out from under it. Catch right on. So, we took it for what he was doing. He thinks that he was. But the bishop, sitting on the outside of our church, came over and said, "Well, if God can give you a house like that, at least we can use paint it." So they couldn't inside and clean it all. For a long time, we lived without furniture. We just went sick at a time. But I wept and cried, "Lord, this is better than any house any of our people are living in." And you know what the men of the church said? They said, "If you're moving up, we're moving up." What an attitude. What an attitude. But just saying, simple saying, simple saying, that God can get some of your word and bring it to pass by faith. The miracle that you need, whatever it is, there's nothing too hard for our God. There's nothing too big for Him. There's nothing impossible with God. God is a miracle-working God. Expect a miracle every day.
Expect a miracle when you pray. For if you expect it, God will find a way to perform that miracle for you today. Am I preaching Bible to you tonight? Hallelujah. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, Messiah. And believing you might have life through His name. I have a Father in heaven. I have new life. I have everlasting life. I have new citizenship, which is in heaven. I have a new sphere. I've been delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. I am accepted in the Beloved. I've been adopted in the family of God. And my name is in the Book of Life. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap. Oh, man, you got all that? Bless the Lord, oh my, stand together. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. Forget not of benefits. Said He redeemed my life from destruction. He crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfies my mouth with good things. My strength is renewed. All my sins are forgiven. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. All my diseases are healed. My life is preserved and is strong in God. I am crowned with mercy. I'm not afraid. I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I am not dismayed. Thou art my God. Thou art helping me. Would you say, God, You're helping me. You're strengthening me. Your power lives in me. You're upholding me by the word of Your right hand of Your righteousness. Did you know He said that? I'm upholding you by the right hand of my righteousness. We're always worried about being in right standing with God. Well, He upholds you with the right hand of His righteousness. You have not given me the spirit of fear, but power and sound and love and a sound mind. Everybody said power. Everybody said love. Sound mind. I have His Spirit inside of me. He said I would receive power after the Holy Ghost came upon me. Over me is the blood of the Lamb. Before me, around me, the Lord goeth before me. He is also behind me. Underneath are the everlasting arms, and Jesus is in me. What else could you want, people? God's got everything and done everything and been everything you need. Everybody said, Jesus is living in me. I have the spirit of power in me. I have the spirit of love in me. I have the spirit of a sound mind in me. We're under the blood, the precious blood. Under the healing, cleansing flood. Keep me, Jesus, from day to day. Under the precious blood. I am healed today. I am filled with the love of God. I am filled with the joy of the Lord. It's my strength. Would everybody say to your neighbor, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's give the Lord a good hand praise right now. I'm a special person to God. Nobody else just like me. Hallelujah. God thinks I'm special. I'm the apple of His eye. I want you to leave here filled with the power and presence of Almighty God. While Peter spake the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard him as he spoke. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. I'm not going to be satisfied till one of these nights I stand up here and I begin to speak and the Holy Ghost falls on everybody and everybody speaks in another tongue as the Spirit of God gives us grace. And everybody leaves healed. And everybody leaves blessed. And everybody recognizes that they are blessed. Could everybody come and just stand across here? Just come and stand and join hand to hand across here, please. My time is up. It was up 20 minutes ago. Hallelujah. He's a miracle-working God. He's a miracle-working God. Would everybody say He's a miracle-working God? Whatever miracle I need tonight, God, would you say with me, whatever miracle I need tonight, God, whether it's cleansing by Your blood, or strength through Your Holy Spirit, or deliverance from things that would hurt or torment me, I want to be delivered, Lord, from fear of falling. I want to be strengthened after the inner man. Lord, I want to learn how to bless. I want to learn how to bless and be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to someone else. I want to be an encourager. I want to be a Barnabas. Lord, I want to be someone that speaks encouraging words. I want to be someone that says kind things. I want to be someone that will pray the prayer of faith and help and lift. I'm almost there. The lady said, I said, touch the image garment. It's just there. Press the crowd. The crowd's pressed there. She had a press. She was hurting. She was hurting bad. She was hurting too bad. She could have gave up, but she didn't give up. She reached out. And Jesus said, who touched me? Everybody touched you. No. This is different. This is different. This is a, they say, this is one of them they say touches. She said something. And when she said it, if I can touch the hem of His garment, I will be made whole. She was. And that's the way it always works, friend. You just say it. Put God to the test. Step out on nothing. Step out on the promises of God and you'll find out they'll hold you up. His name is wonderful. His blood is powerful. He's a glorious God. He's a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. He's not willing that any should perish. All should come to repentance. Let the Spirit of God move upon you right now. In the Spirit right now, as you're standing there, just let the Spirit of God move up and down as you're holding hands with one another. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless your people. Hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. I'm strong in Jesus. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has arisen in my life and in my heart. What a mighty God we serve! Come on, friend. Everybody said, He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's God Almighty. Hallelujah. I feel His Holy Spirit working so heavily in these areas right down here. I can feel God doing some things right in people's lives. I can feel the Spirit of God moving and working. I can feel it up and down my back. And I can feel it moving out along the congregation. He's there to touch you. To touch you with His healing blood. To touch you with His healing virtue. To get His healing virtue into your life. To touch you by the Word. Hallelujah. The words that we speak, their spirit, their life, spirit, healing, spirit, witness, spirit, power, spirit, deliverance. God bless you. I pray that you'll live all your life for Jesus and you just talk to people about how good Jesus is and what Jesus has done for you. And have your mouth full of the Bible words and hide the Word of God in your heart. And let the Spirit quicken them into your life. Let them become a part of you. Have the gospel shoes on in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, speak it forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's speak words of creation, not words of condemnation. Hallelujah. Let's speak blessing and not cursing. Praise God. Let's speak encouragement and not defeat. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, praise God, be acceptable. Hello, somebody in my sight, oh Lord. Oh God, let it be so. Speak it forth. Speak forth blessing. Speak forth encouragement. Speak forth the promises of God. Speak forth the Word of God and the blessing of God. And let God build a blessing in your heart and life with His transforming power. Amen. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. What you say is what you get. What you say is what you get. And we want to get the good things from the Lord. We want to get the blessing, the good, the positive, the glorious, the wonderful. Well, in order to get them, we've got to speak them. Amen. We've got to speak them. We've got to speak them. Hey, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Glory to God. I feel the presence of the Lord. What a wonderful Spirit. Help us to talk ourselves into victory instead of out. Talk ourselves into revival instead of out. Talk ourselves into newness of life instead of out. Talk ourselves into victory instead of into defeat. It's all up to us, the words that we speak. Let it be so, Jesus. In your precious name. Pray with me. Lord, let it be so. Let us learn to speak blessing, to speak purity, to speak goodness, to speak mercy. Lord Jesus, to speak grace, to allow these things, Lord, to come out of the innermost, out of our hearts, out of our lips. Lord Jesus, and affect the lives of those that we speak to. Lord, we pray, God, that your Spirit, God, would enable us with enabling power to begin to speak life, to begin to speak peace, to begin to speak revival, to begin to speak salvation, to begin to speak the words of deliverance. Lord, that it may come to pass. We ask these things in Your precious name. Lord, for every sin of God, in First Church South Bay, and in Your church at large, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And the saints of God shouted, Amen. Come on now, the saints of God shout Amen. The saints of God shout Amen. Amen. So be it. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord.